每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月6日，明智选择。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚记24章15节。我们常常听到自由选择这样的说法，但是要注意，选择这个词本身就至少有两个选项。当约书亚让以色列民去选择要侍奉谁的时候，他给了两个选项，真神上帝或假神巴利。在老百姓还没有回答之前，约书亚先自我表态，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。圣经从头到尾都讲述面对选择的故事，上帝和人都在一而再、再而三地做选择。上帝要人做出选择，但在人做出明智的选择之前，上帝会给人提供足够的信息。我们要申请贷款或者去超市买东西，都要有足够的信息。上帝同样给了我们有关他自己的信息，包括他的圣洁、人的罪恶、神的拯救、耶稣基督、接受神的应许结果怎样、不接受结果又怎样。加拉太书6章6到8节中这样写道：在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，上帝是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。曾经有一个流行的电视竞赛节目，叫做《真相与后果》。主持人对参赛选手说，如果你不说真话，就要承担后果。做选择也是如此，你选错了就得承担后果，选对了就得到益处。所以最好是做明智和正确的选择，如同约书亚那样。我们的选择将决定我们的命运，好坏都在一念之间。让我们一起祷告。天父，我要跟随你，我要尽全力带领我的一家跟随你，顺服你，单单敬拜你。求你帮助我带领他人也如此行，爱你，单单敬拜你。唯有你配得一切的赞美，奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 6th, Freedom of Choice. Choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. We hear a lot about freedom of choice these days, but think about it. The very word choice presupposes at least two alternatives. When Joshua asked the Israelites to choose this day whom you will serve, the choice he gave them was between God and the false god Baal. Before waiting for their reply, Joshua announced his choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choices are offered throughout the Bible, as they are throughout our lives. Repeatedly throughout Scripture, both God and man made choices. God commands man to make those choices, but only after providing him with sufficient information so that his choices will be informed ones. Because of truth in lending and truth in labeling laws, one cannot apply for a loan or buy a product in a supermarket without being furnished with certain information. This information is necessary in making intelligent choices. God has given us information about Himself, including His holiness, man's sinfulness, God's provision for sin, Jesus Christ, and scores of promises to man about what will happen if he accepts God's promises, and what will happen if he does not. Galatians 6, verses 6 to 8 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. For he who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Some time ago, there was a television program called Truth or Consequences. The host of the program used to say to the contestants, "If you don't tell the truth, you will have to pay the consequences." It is the same with choices. If you make the wrong choice, you will have to pay the consequences. But if you make the right choice, you will receive all the benefits. So it is best to choose wisely, as Joshua did, because the choices we make have the potential for affecting our lives for better or for worse. Let us pray. Father, as for me, I choose to follow you, and I choose to do my best to lead my household to follow you, to obey you, to worship you and you alone. I pray that you will help me to lead others to do the same, to love you, to worship you and you alone. For you alone are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name, amen.